Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this segment brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Guru, let me run this by you. It's NFL. I do think this is NFL. I don't know if it's news. So, you know, your boy Jerry Jones, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Who we heard last Friday. Get your act together.
Correct. Yeah. And he does apparently he does a radio show every Friday morning.
Gotcha.
So he's just done one in Dallas, or did one earlier in the morning. And according to the people who were listening, this is somebody characterizing it. Jerry Jones is on the radio right now talking about how impressed he was with Lincoln Riley and Matt Rhule at the Big 12 championship game at AT&T Stadium. He made a point to emphasize Rhule.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Wow. So he's putting that out there to see how the fans react
no
to
doubt.
Matt Rhule.
No doubt.
If he was to hire Matt Rhule.
I'm thinking Harbaugh. I'm thinking Saban. And if it ended up Rhule, what is anybody but Garrett. But I'm hoping it's Saban. I'd be cool with Lincoln Riley, but it's time.
You see what Matt Rhule's done with Baylor's program?
Man.
I mean, he's flipped that thing upside down.
Brian Baldinger, quarterback.
Brian Baldinger loves Matt Rhule. He has always tweeted about Matt
Rhule. Oh, I'm in then. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he loves Matt Rhule.
Matt, let's go!
There's no way Harbaugh and Jerry Jones would work. Come on.
Hypotheticals? Why?
No chance.
Harbaugh's been humbled like Melo.
You sure
Please.
About that?
Not that those guys don't get humbled. When you have $198 million or more in your bank account, you're not humbled.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
You're stubborn.
Tell me from a personal standpoint, and Bonte, chime in. What did Harbaugh do here to lose his employment because he was getting stabbed in the back by the front office and ownership?
Let's take it
but
back.
Never once, real quick, did you guys come in here and say that Harbaugh got the biggest damn ego, he's not a good football coach. He turned this program around.
So did Mark Jackson, but he couldn't get along with the people he works with.
And you know what, Harbaugh, the same thing happened at Stanford, where he wore out his welcome. A lot of people from Stanford, when I used to go down to Stanford games, they said, Harbaugh's time was, it was just too much.
Well, how about Michigan?
It was too
much. I'm just saying, do you think he's learned from those things?
No, I think he's wearing out his welcome.
Well, no, he's not beating Ohio State is what he's wearing out.
I think he's got one more season at Michigan, and he better beat Ohio State next season.
And I'm not talking X and O. He's just a man who will stand at Jerry had Parcells.
See,
he got out the way and went to the playoffs.
No, he didn't get out the way. He couldn't handle it. Remember, he got rid of Jimmy Johnson because of his ego.
Bill retired. Bill retired. That relationship worked, and it ended because Bill retired after Romo dropped the ball in the playoffs. It can happen.
And, you know, it's like Jim Harbaugh, he's a man. You know what? You got a different definition than I do. I don't like guys who belittle others.
Isn't that a coach's job to a degree?
Not to belittle people, I don't think. I mean, there's obviously you can coach any way you want. I just wasn't a big fan of his style
Bonte?
Of coaching. The disdain for the media, the you know, being short up at the podium.
See, that's a show, though.
Treating your owner like an underling.
You can't do that in Dallas. Not with Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones.
I'll give you that.
Maybe Harbaugh goes somewhere else, Cleveland or
But do you think he's a good
job.
Ball coach?
I think he's solid, but he's not good. But he's not good at clock management. He's not good in two-minute situations.
Oh,
he burns his timeouts.
Hypothetical.
Their play clock's always running down. He doesn't adjust well. Harbaugh has his flaws, and it's tough for me to admit because I was pro Harbaugh. I thought it was bad with the way Jed York handled that situation, but I get it. I get what Harbaugh does. He wears people out. He wears out his welcome after a couple seasons. So Dallas, Harbaugh,
he ain't going to Dallas. Get over that.
I think it's
going to
be Lincoln Riley, Nick Saban, or not Nick Saban, Matt Rule, or Urban Meyer.
I think I would love Urban too,
Urban Meyer was on Colin Cowherd's show, basically.
Yeah, he
like,
said that's the job.
That's the job.
That'll get you off the count.
That's the job.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to E-Rock. E-Rock is in San Jose. What's going on, E-Rock? How you doing, man? What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
so kind of funny timing on this story. So this was like a week after the pick six. I know the Niners were just kind of playing some
Navarro Bowman
today, but yes, sir.
Okay.
So I had just gone to the Valley Fair Mall over here in San Jose. I pick up my brand new iMac computer. So I'm walking out, you know, survival skills kind of kick in. I'm like, all right, you know, cutting left and right. Nobody's out here. Look over to the right. Very large gentleman. As you already stated, he turns around, Navarro Bowman. I'm like, oh, man. You know, got to give him a nod. He gives me a nod. I'm like, I got to go back and say something to this guy, shake his hand, congratulate him. As I'm thinking all of this, fumble my brand new computer. Boom, 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 boom. All over the ground.
You dropped it?
So at that point, it's pretty much pack it up, go home. Yeah, didn't get to talk to him.
Get
autographed.
So you didn't get it. You didn't get an iMac or an autograph.
Oh no, I got my computer, but that's the computer that had dropped on the ground during said interaction.
Thanks.
Much further than that.
Thanks, E-Rock. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know it's funny. You see somebody big, you can get a little of the hand.
Can't do it.
That's how it be.
I got a little nobody cares story. Cliff Robinson. When he
was
a Warrior.
Blazer. Oh.
The Royale right here on Broadway, little nightclub or whatnot. He was sitting there with a nice little honey dip.
That was his wife. You're talking about Cliff Robinson, the former Blazer?
Yep.
Yeah, it was his wife.
Yeah. It was his wife.
No, definitely.
But I just saw him. I put my hand out and he looked at me weird. I was like, thank you for all you do with the Warriors. Man, I was a young puck. I was a little drunk. I was like, thank you for everything you did with the Warriors. And he's just like, all right, kid, get away.
He's one of my favorite Warriors of all time.
Why is that?
He was just totally cool. He was just...
He liked the Snoop Dogg.
He's into cannabis now.
He
was just cool. He was a hell of a player, man. He was one of the best defensive... He would have been great in today's game. He was the original stretch four because he could shoot threes. Yep. He was a great defensive player. Great defensive player, Cliff.
Why do I got him playing college in the Big East? And I know that's wrong. Cliff, where did Cliff go to college?
Connecticut.
Yeah, all right.
UConn.
Yeah.
Did he go to UConn?
Yeah. No, that's it.
He's originally from Buffalo.
Can I tell you my story?
Yeah, can I?
Let me just quick.
Somebody says Steiny must really hate Bill Belichick. You know what? I don't. And I'll tell you why is because I think that's the way Belichick is. He's not as rude as Harbaugh. He's just closed off. You know what I mean? I think Harbaugh, a lot of it, he tries to be that guy.
Right.
But not with the players. So what he does with the media, which I
he
feel
lost
like
the 49ers late. He lost them that late that year.
Or maybe he maybe they lost
Tell
him.
Tell us about your brush with me.
You know, Handy was coaching on the Cavs. So they had the finals. If you let me finish, I didn't even get it out. Handy had an industry party over at the W.
Okay.
Across the street from Old Work Building.
Yeah.
So I had an invite and got to see Mike Wilbon, all the big wigs.
Oh, was at that party.
Tony Kornheiser.
Yeah, it was at that party.
Spears was there. So I'm seeing David Aldridge.
Ross Goldenwood.
She was local. She liked my hair. But I'm seeing everybody, and I'm going up introducing myself, and all men, and I'm having a great night, and I'm not embarrassing myself, and I see Gary Champion. So inside, you know, Tony the Tiger was ready to come out. So I just was being a gentleman. I'm married. So I went up to her. I said, Carrie, I'm Daryl the Guru Johnson from 95.7 Again. My social security number. And stuck my hand out. Like, you know, I'm having a good night. Had a couple. And nothing came back. And she just looked at me like. And, you know, I looked around to see who was looking like.
Monte
and she had her
me.
Bodyguards, you know, a couple bodyguards right. with her. But I've never walked off. Like, I wasn't trying to make an advance, but.
That's a little, that kind of makes me
And every time I see her on
Champion.
SportsCenter, I still think back
that's
to that
bad.
Day.
That's
yeah.
too
that's
bad.
Too bad. That is too bad. Maybe you're too aggressive.
No, I wasn't at
you
all.
You said the Tony the Tiger
what
was
do you think?
Out.
She just, Diva did, didn't see. She had him.
Yeah, I think she did.
DTs.
Yeah. I think she did.
Yeah. Those are big DTs.
Right, because I didn't.
Let's go to Alex. Alex is in Burlingame. What's going on, Alex? How you doing, man? What do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show. Love this show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're going to have
on every day. So
sweet.
I got a cool one. So I don't know, circa 1980, whatever it was. And Barry Sanders, I guess, had just won the Heisman, and he flew out here, and he was going to work out with Jerry and Roger. And he was staying with Dr. Ting, Niners podiatrist or orthopedist. And so he had known some stockbroker guy who was back from Oklahoma in that area. And that guy was a real idiot. And somehow or another, I knew that guy too. And then the next thing you know, Barry is my friend, right? I was like, what? So he kind of wanted to get away from that dude. So I befriended him, and he was the most calm, collected, low-key badass you've ever wanted to meet, right? 5'8", but, you know, just won the Heisman on top of the world. So we used to, I went to Birmingham High School, and a buddy of mine had the key, and we used to go down there and open up the gym and play hoops on a Saturday or Sunday. So one particular Sunday, I bring Barry down, and, you know, they're first at looking at him. They don't know who he is, and they're like, oh, great, you brought an extra body. Like, we really need an extra body who wants, you know, we want to have just the right number so everybody's running. And soon they found out who it was when they're looking at his belly button, you know, when he's just up and dunking.
Oh, so he was a good hoop player, too.
Oh, dude, he was a great hoop. I mean, just incredible athlete.
Right,
Stop,
right.
Spin on a dime. To this day, my buddy is, like, claim to fame is, I swatted Barry Sanders. He got lucky, I guess, got a piece on a little block. But the dude was just so nice.
I've heard.
So quiet, so well-spoken, but just very, very humble. And, for a period of, I don't know, a couple months that summer or whatever, he was my bud. I took him over to my house.
Nice.
I got pictures with him. I drove him to the airport when he flew back home. And so there it was, the greatest athlete of the time was all of a sudden just in my life and just the coolest bud. And
thanks.
Just a really cool story.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you sharing it with us.
That's nice. Awesome, man. Barry Sanders.
You know, the guy, my agent guy who...
I wish he had a
represents
name.
Represents DJ. Pete Schaefer.
Oh, Peter wow.
Schaefer.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to follow him on Twitter.
DJ Jones.
He won't follow back.
I'm going to give
him. Won't
that.
He?
Nah, Guru said he's going to follow him on
well,
Twitter.
I got 11,000. I don't need
he
anymore.
He used to be in a partnership with a guy named Lamont Smith. They were Barry Sanders' agents. He was part of Barry Sanders.
That's big.
Yeah, so, and Barry, like, yeah, he always said Barry Sanders was a class act.
Why did he walk away?
Because he could.
That's, wow.
It was sad when he walked away.
I didn't believe, like, dude. He was so, wow.
Yesterday we were talking about a specific caller and how he'd vanished in the wake of the San Francisco 49ers rolling. He's coming back now to take some heat or at least own up to it or hear the noise. He's in San Francisco and he's hater proof. What's going on, hater proof? How about those Niners?
What's up, fellas? Hey, I wasn't hiding, man. Nobody was hiding.
I didn't accuse you of it, but our listeners did.
It's just weird that we haven't heard from you, hater. Proof?
You know what it is I was trying to let, you know, all you Niner fans enjoy this little phantom 11-2 record you got. You know what I mean? I just wanted to let y'all enjoy that for a little
phantom.
Bit.
Phantom?
But you know what, Bonte? It's hater proof brought to you by the Dial Pad Guest Line. Let me break it down for you guys really quick. This 11-2 record... Out of all these teams you played, only four of them are in playoff contention. And your record with those four teams is 2-2. Last week against the Saints, had they not missed those two-point conversions and Jared Cook hadn't gotten injured on his second touchdown in the first quarter on the Niners, it would be a different story. It'd be 1-3.
he means that.
I know he does.
Jimmy G, hey, Steiny, you're talking about Jimmy G being an MVP candidate?
Oh, absolutely. How do you feel?
I need to get the number of your dealer because whatever you was on, fire. Jimmy G isn't even the best player on his own team.
Oh, man.
First of all, you got the four quarterbacks, Watson, Jackson, Wilson, and Mahomes. You got the running back from Carolina, you got Dalvin Cook from Minnesota. There's so many other candidates that I'd put above him.
Okay.
And he's not even the best. Jimmy G isn't even the best player on his own team. So let's throw that one out the window.
Are you done?
No, it's a Dial Pad guest line call. He's not done, Steiny.
No, yeah. I'd attribute Garoppolo's good season, his success, to the best play caller in the NFL.
Gotcha.
And he's not a great coach. He's not a good game manager, but he's a great play caller. And that's going to come back to bite
so,
in the playoffs.
So, are 49ers losing their first playoff game?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Not a definitive yes, though, from Hater Proof. All right, anything else you want to get off your chest, my man?
Well, I mean, the reason why I wouldn't be surprised, if, you know, if they won is because they do have a strong defense. You know, the D-line is crazy. Sherman's having a great year. Hopefully, you know, I'm sure he'll be back for the playoffs. He's had a great year at corner. And the running game, man, that dude, Mostert, he's a beast, man. He's a beast. He should be the starting running back. But anyway.
Thanks, Hater. You know, don't be a stranger. We'll see you at the parade. Thanks, Hater.
Okay. Where would that parade be?
Where?
Yeah.
San Francisco.
It'd be San Francisco.
Market Street.
Yeah.
Look at Vontae already. Got his outfit picked out.
Oh, well, we'll probably be working during the parade.
Oh, like the company party?
I would think so.
Like the company party?
That's another thing.
I was going to save it for gripes, but
you know what? That's.
Can you think about everybody?
So let me explain to the listener what's going on.
Right. And
but if you're a listener, a regular listener, you kind of know it's not the first time it's happened. Another company function that's scheduled at the same time as our show.
Unbelievable. It's
and they're selling
Christmas,
it too.
Emails left Christmas and right party today. Starting at 12.
Transportation
over in 3, but it's not in this location.
I'm wondering if the 3 means 8. You know how you throw a party.
But
you
not, say it's gonna... not at the original place.
Oh, yeah. then set the Fairmont, man. I mean, you get all the RSVP emails. Yeah, I've seen they got flyers all over.
I wanted to write
There's a flyer on every single part of the wall. I walk in the building today, I see like 20 flyers for this holiday party.
So let's break it down.
I also seen Greg
Maybe
Nimitz.
They didn't want us around.
Greg Nimitz also had his little holiday sweater getting ready to go. He's like, you ready to party, Bonte? I'm like, well, I got work.
Did you really say that?
Thank you.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
We're done at 2. Then we have a post-show meeting. Then we board a bus to go to the party that's over. It's essentially what we're looking
at. You pretty much got it wrapped up, man.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. I'll tell you who it's a problem for. It's a problem for our coworkers who aren't going to have the benefit of being in our company.
Us three not there, you know.
I mean, it's not really a party if they're not there.
I mean, we kind of are the life of the party.
Whoa!
I mean, that thing's going to be like,
I'm hurt.
You are nobody, my dude.
I'm out. I'm out.
Let's go to the company.
Let's go to Jeff in Oakland. What's going on, Jeff? How you doing, man?
Fine, man. Doing fine. Listen, I got a great Larry Bird story.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so in 1986, I covered the Warriors for the Oakland Tri-City Post.
Okay.
And I got to go to the All-Star Game in Seattle. So in those days, before the day of the game, the players were out there on the court, and they were shooting and getting warmed up and stuff, and the reporters were out in the court and asking questions and hanging around. So Larry's shooting three-point shots, and gaggle of reporters are hanging around. He turns to reporters and he asks, does anybody want to bet him $5 on the next shot from the three-point line? So this is my first time doing this. I mean, I just did this for a couple of years. That was in my profession. A friend of mine just let me have this job. It's a whole story behind that. But anyway, I raise my hand. I say, Larry, I'll bet you $5. So he shoots. It goes in, but his foot was on the line.
Right.
And I say, Larry, man, it doesn't count. Your foot's on the line. He looks at me with that stare, and he goes way back to the out of bounds line. Three in a row, and they all go in. I go over to him, give him my $5 bill. He gives it back. I said, no, man, you take it, but sign it for me. He autographs my $5 bill and gives it back.
That's a great story.
Not bad. That is.
That's a great story. I love that one.
I might need some tissue. That's what it's all about.
That's a good story.
He was on the line. I could hear you two saying that, looking to see where the feet are. Dude, it went in.
Hey.
You two, man.
Make a 3.
Hey, why are you going to put me in that category?
I would absolutely have said foot's on the line.
Why are you going to throw me in there, boss? You know,
let me give a pro tip.
I'm going to tell you why.
This is even an amateur tip to anybody out there. If you ever find yourself in the company of any kind of professional athlete, don't bet them anything. Don't say, hey, you know,
unless
I could
it's drinking,
do this.
Maybe.
I could do that. No, don't do that. Don't I'm do telling it. You, they
yeah,
will.
You might be right.
They'll humiliate you. Yeah. You know, I was humiliated one time.
With?
That's it. BJ Armstrong.
No, little BJ?
Oh, my God. It was.
Wow, little BJ, get after it.
They used to play this game where you took 10 shots outside the 3-point line.
Oh, basketball shots.
Baseline. Wing, top of the key, wing, baseline, base, you know, 10. You have to go around.
Did you really think
back.
You could win? You were D3, they're pros.
Yeah. So anyway, they were playing this game for like $50 a pop. And BJ's like, you want to get in here? And I was like, why not? So I go out there and made my corner three. Then I made my next shot. Then I missed from the top of the key. So at that point, you decide you'll stay there or you'll chance it to go. So I said, I'm sitting tight.
Oh,
I'm sitting tight right here. This is a good start. And I remember at the time there was a team manager, Shane Salazar, who said, dude, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to sit here. I like where I'm at. He goes, man, this guy's a pretty fine. Just stay there. BJ comes up. Make. 10 in a row. Ball game over.
Damn.
I mean. Yeah.
That's humbling right there.
The fact you still remember it is.
Oh, that's humbling. I mean, that's one of those. And then from that point on, I never said, I think I might be able to. That's why your Jordan Bell story hit home for me when you challenged Jordan Bell.
Mine was just to score.
Foolishly. Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to.
I take the blame for that, Steinitz. Because I came into the break and interrupted your show.
Spadoni's got to hear this.
Interrupted your show, and Guru said that. I said, you're not going to say it on air. You're not going to say it on air. And he had the liquid courage.
There was no
to go on air and talk about scoring on Jordan Bell.
No, I had basketball courage, and I still stand by.
Where's
I watched him the other night. Minnesota
come in? When do they come into the Chase Center?
Wow.
Got to be there for that one.
Yeah.
Jordan Bell coming back.
I talked to him. He was cool about it.
Well, that's because he knew he had fish.
Oh, dude.
He had fish.
Ooh, well, I fish meaning what?
Like fish. Like a fish at the end of the line. Right. Like a toy. He knew he had fish.
He saw the highlights from the Warriors World Tournament, and he laughed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was – he saw the footage. He goes, come on, man. They laughed about it. Every time I saw him, I brought it up.
I'm getting mad.
I would have coached you up, though, Guru. I would have coached you up, Guru.
You are my coach.
Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. We're going to get into the 49ers playing the Atlanta Falcons. How are you feeling about this game? You feeling solid, or are you a little bit worried that it could be a trap game? We're going to talk about that when we come back, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill with you. And we're efforting Ice Cube. We'll see what he's got going. Let's go to talking about the Oakland Raiders, last game in Oakland. Also talking 49ers and the Atlanta Falcons. Let's go to Badger Brian. Badger Brian was spurred on by something Hater Proof said. What's going on, Badger Brian?
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thanks for taking my call and indulging me with an occasional reference to the Packers, Badgers, etc.
Sure.
As a Packer fan, it pains me to say this. I fear the Niners not only this year, but for the future. They're young. They're an amazing team, and I think Kyle has got to be one of the top coaches. If not, I know there's Belichick out there, but he could be the best schemer in the league. I disagree with the Hater Proof. I think they're the real deal. I don't think they're going to fall in this trap game at all, and I think they're going to go a long way, and they're going to be a nemesis for years. That's assuming the Packers can keep up the momentum, and I think they're a little closer to the end than they are at the beginning. I have a quick story about the time I did not challenge Rick Fox. Can you
Rick Fox, sure. Yeah.
So for those of you who know, Rick Fox was almost 7 feet, I guess.
An
amazingly, amazingly handsome guy, built like a brick, you know what.
Yeah.
And my my ex was and is still just a beautiful lady. Her uncle owned the Flyers and part of the Sixers at the time. The two teams
Ed Snyder
NBA championships. Pardon me?
Ed Snyder.
I'm loving this story.
Yeah. Yep. Snyder.
Ed Snyder.
So we had seats. Yeah, he was on the floor. We had seats couple rows back in the little cheering section for the Sixers. And I remember Brad Pitt and I were flipping each other off good-naturedly. The Serena's, the Williams sisters were sitting next to us, and then Gary Marshall kept banging the back of my seat. It was really a fun time. After the game, Ed came up to the stands, grabbed us, and we went down to the locker rooms. I went inside, and by the way, you haven't lived until you've seen 20 amazing 7-foot athletes get undressed or jump in the showers. I don't know where to look. So I walked in, I walked in the office, hung out with Ed and Larry Brown, who was coach at the time. Meanwhile, my wife is outside in the hallway. And after everything was done, I'm amazed how fast the press comes in. These guys have very little time to get dressed. Right. I went out to join her, and she's standing next to Fred Rogan. You guys remember Fred Rogan, the sportscaster? He came up, he says, "Is this your husband?" And she says, "Yeah." He came up, he says, "You owe me a drink." I said, "What?" He said, "Literally, Rick Fox picked up your wife, threw her over his shoulders, walking out with her." I said, "Excuse me?" And all these reporters were laughing around. He actually showed me a picture on his cell phone. Rick Fox grabs my wife, throws her over his shoulders, starts walking out. He's down the hallway. I go, "Hey, Fox." And he looks at me. I said, "Well, never mind." Everybody's laughing. So it was pretty, I'll never forget. It was pretty funny.
Thanks, Badger Brian.
Badger Brian, brought to you by the Dialpad guest line.
Rick will get, you better watch yourself around
Dialpad.
Rick.
Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team with the business leader, get your platform.
I don't think you can just grab a woman and throw her over your shoulder.
He probably left out. Rick probably sits the game to her, and you know. Hey, you've been there, young Steiny.
I've never thrown a woman over my shoulder.
Well, me neither.
Even if I could, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's
part. You're not allowed.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. We're talking San Francisco 49ers, Atlanta Falcons, and is it a trap game or is it not a trap game? 49ers are going to be without 5 defensive starters in this one.
That's sick.
And I think the good news, though, I mean, the one thing you got to the good news is their offense is clicking.
That's good news.
I mean, let's face it. Their offense, their defense carried them the first half of the season.
Yep.
Their offense is carrying them now. And you hope when the playoffs come, they'll both be clicking because the defense will be healthy. That's really what we're talking about, right?
Right.
And at the end of the day, as we progress towards the playoffs, is the offense on its best day as strong as the defense was on its best day? And I don't know, but I'm telling you what I'm seeing from this offense against that stout Saint defense, Bonte, I'm all in on Jimmy G. I'm all in on Emmanuel Sanders, right. Kittle. You know what it is. But it's interesting to see, as they say in the streets, can the Niner defense get back?
Right.
And that means back to where they were they were smothering you, but now everybody's gone damn near.
And the thing was, they were forcing a lot of turnovers. Niners were forcing a ton of turnovers. Wow. And over the recent weeks, you know. Quiet on the set. I mean, they had the big fumble strip by Marcel Harris against Lamar Jackson. You had the big fumble in the third quarter. DJ Jones, our guy, Mr. Mm-hmm. Barbecue Sauce, forced that fumble on Kamara, changed the tenor of that game in the second half. They have to force more turnovers. And I don't know how you do that without all these guys out. You know, no Quan Alexander, who was a ball hawk, especially in the passing game. Can Greenlaw start to force some turnovers? That's where the defense has to start clicking again, because that's what really saved them. Mm-hmm. And that's what really got them humming in the first 8 games. So can they continue to force turnovers here, even without their guys, man? It's a battle of attrition, man. It's a battle
and
of
we're
attrition
watching it.
With DC. We're watching it, man. Guys are dropping like flies.
I could play in this game if we had to have it, Richard Sherman said. Kyle and them are more cautious than I am. I told them I just need a couple of days. I needed a couple of days, and I feel great today already. I ran 19 miles per hour, 20 miles per hour today. That's really all you need.
How
to
does
do
that
play?
Well, how do you feel about hearing that? I ran 19, 20 miles an hour on the treadmill. I'm good to go. Like, it's a little cocky, right?
I also don't, does it go up that high?
Yeah. I mean, come on. I put it up on 6.5, and I'm about to die on the treadmill.
I do mine at 7.
Well, there you go.
But there are times that nobody cares.
So damn good.
I'll put it to 13 for 1 minute and then run on it like a, standing like a deer in the woods, you know.
Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, boom, boom,
and then
boom,
stop and get off.
Any incline?
One. I put it on one.
I always have the incline.
You have to have an incline to simulate real running.
I never knew that.
Flat on a treadmill is
how I do it.
Yeah, it's not the same as flat on asphalt because there's a friction issue.
Yeah,
that you
what?
Lose.
What? Yeah.
There's a friction issue.
I like where I'm at. How about that?
Got to put it between it, six and six. Eight.
Yeah.
I like incline on between 6 and 9.
My next video will be.
What do you mean video?
No, Bonte's back in the gym. No.
What are you talking
about? That's over. Bonte was in the gym the other night, posted that he was back, and I said, you know what? It's not a competition. We're both going to get in there. So when I do mine, it'll be with me running on like 15 or 16 for 1 minute.
Oh,
man. Wow. Be easy.
Don't do it to yourself, guru.
Dude, I've been.
Don't
I'm a gym rat.
How about
don't
this?
Do it to yourself, man.
Oh, wow.
This is a,
I like that.
David Lombardi, who covers the NFL, talked to Robert Saleh. And this is an amazing quote from Robert Saleh. He said, I can't believe teams are afraid of a rookie, but that's their problem, Robert Saleh said of the 49ers defensive lineman Nick Bosa, who he says has received more chips and double team attention than he's ever seen for a rookie. See, that's the one thing about football that I'm always like, you can take a guy out of a game if you want. You
right.
can. And it's like,
can't do nothing about it.
Right. But I guess people that don't really know will say, a guy didn't do anything today. Well, yeah, he did. He occupied three players.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
That's how it works. So that's what I mean. Bosa makes people around better.
And Chase Young, the young man from Ohio State who may be the number one pick, he's up for the Heisman. He's a monster. They were showing still shots of Wisconsin having three guys block him.
But you understand it, right?
A tight end and a running back. And that's what Bosa's facing, especially without D Ford, without Moore, without Blair, like the depth of his defensive line. Now it's like, okay, now we can double and triple Nick Bosa, where first 8 games to 9 games when everybody's healthy, you had to play him 1-on-1.
It was D-line by committee who, okay, you got Bosa, here comes our, I mean, now it's like, we're waiting. Drew put up 46 points.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
The incline needs to be on 1. That's according to Julie.
I put it on 7 or 8. Neal says put it on 8 or 9. That's what Lo Neal says.
You're talking about speed, though, aren't you?
No, the incline.
I put that on 1.
Yeah, that simulates running.
Yeah.
But not 0, is what I'm saying. Yeah,
I put my incline up because San Francisco, we got all these hills, man.
Nobody cares, but have you noticed, like, if I play hoop, I could play all day. But when I run on the treadmill, it's just boring. It's that boring run.
You got to have a nice
30
playlist.
Minutes. Yeah, I do got a nice playlist.
You get the TV on the treadmill. Yeah. You get a nice little program on. You're locked in. You got to play the playlist, though. It's all about the playlist.
I just looked down at my phone, and it was a reminder of the company party. I hated I had to see it.
707 saying, Bonte said Nick Bosa would play less than 8 games.
Don't remember that one.
If I could stay late and find that tape.
Who's going to play more games, Garoppolo or Bosa?
Yeah, we've all said
but
Garoppolo.
But if I could stay late and find that one on B, I would. I would cut the tape.
I'm sure Pappas and Spadoni are already on it. We are always. By the way.
You should be able to just type something in.
Yeah, I know. By the way.
Whose voice?
By the way, we should have done this show. Somebody on the text line recommended that we do this show from the holiday party.
We should have.
That is. None of you two didn't think of it.
And you're not part of the show?
I admit I wasn't thinking that we could have did it from there. Dude, we're going to hear stories, free food,
so
drink,
basically what you're saying, Guru, we're the brains of the operation.
Definitely not.
Let's go to Steven in Vallejo. He's got a story about Nate Thurman and Mark Jackson. Boy, those are two different gentlemen.
Rest in peace, Nate Thurman.
Yes, sir. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm going to start off by saying it's not a party until BSNG gets there. I mean, come on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Amen.
Checks in.
So, Crown Royal Club, game was over. I'm in the bathroom. I'm washing my hands. And I look in the mirror, and who walks in? Big Nate the Great Thurman. I'm like, I went to a basketball camp as a kid, and he came and, like, showed us how to properly do a hook shot. And I got out of the bathroom because, of course, you don't want to talk to a gentleman inside the bathroom. And the wife was like, come on, let's go. I'm like, no. You understand? I got to wait. She'll wait for what? Nate Thurman is in the bathroom. She's like, what? So he walks out, and I walk up and introduce myself and say that, you know, he spoke at this camp that I was at. And he said, listen, young fella, that hook shot was the only thing I knew how to do. Took a picture with me, and after that, all these young fans start looking around and finally, you know, wanted to take a picture with them. And I heard him say, nah, the wife's waiting for me. I got to get home. Mark Jackson, 2015 finals, ran into him walking around Union Square. And I walked up and I had my little daughter with me and her little baby Bjorn. And I said, hey, coach, Warriors fans know that they wouldn't be where they're at here in 2015 if it wasn't for you. Just wanted to say thank you. And he shook my hand and said, you know, I really, really appreciate that. But the biggest, you know, out of all the athletes and celebrities that I've met in my time, which is plenty, the biggest one was 2017 ring ceremony game. Houston Rockets were in town. I just did an interview for Warriors Ground. Me and the homie are walking around the promenade towards the end of the game, and Bonte Hill scarfing down a piece of pizza. And I said, Bonte, what's up, B? And Bonte, you're awesome. You said, hey, what's up? I said, I'm Babs Sports. And you're like, man, you looked at my homie and said, your boy right here talks more mess on social media than anybody I've ever known. And that right there helped me get to where I'm at today. Thank you.
Thanks, I appreciate Steven. You, Bab.
Steven brought to, by the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter
that
calls.
That was four stories.
Did he really have to slip in and I was scarfing down a piece of pizza?
Stiney, you let him go. Something got into you, man.
I don't know what to do.
You're going to let somebody come read a chapter of the Bible pretty soon. Proverbs. You're done, man.
I mean, Bab really had to throw in, oh, he was scarfing down a piece of pizza. It's like, damn.
He got in four stories.
So damn good.
That's what I'm saying. So what? I like a good meal here and there. I like to eat.
Is that Taco Bell fixed by your home?
Dude, it's almost. So I walked by there the other day. They had the signage up again. They have the prices with the meal deals. Guy. It's coming, man. It's almost there. My God, brother, Maurice Barton. About? Taco Bell. They Taco Bell KFC on 6th and Gary. I was craving some Taco Bell. I haven't eaten it in a
so
long time.
Good.
But I was just like, you know what? I'm a cheat today. I get off the bus right
I'm
in front of
cheat.
This. And it was just closed. And I was devastated. My godbrother, Maurice Barton, who you guys met at the Hilton, he came by.
Yeah.
The Monday night game. He was in the neighborhood. He was like, I came out here to get some Kentucky Fried Chicken. When they shut it down? I said, don't worry, man. It's going to be open soon.
I love
probably
it.
February 2020.
We need one of those Taco Bell cantinas, though, where
ooh,
they sell,
we do need
they
that,
sell
that.
Alcohol.
We do need that.
Let's go to Eric. Eric's in Oakland. What's going on, Eric? How you doing, man?
Hey, I have somebody that I ran into that I wouldn't call a superstar, but somebody that I've always thought was awesome, and that would be Steiny.
Oh, my God.
And Steiny at the Easy Lounge came in once, and, you know, I had been there, had a couple of beers, and it was in a time where you were kind of maybe in between work after you had done the Warriors pregame and mid-game and you came in and I said, man, why aren't you doing it anymore? I don't understand, because you were so great, your analysis of the game and everything. I always loved.
Thank you.
I love this
and,
guy.
And this is
what I allegedly say.
If you remember, it's the Easy Lounge, no longer exists.
Of course, yeah.
And you, I guess I was going too far and asking you questions. You just wanted to have a beer, and you actually said, you know what? They either sign a contract or they don't. And then you slammed your beer.
DTs.
Oh,
out.
Please.
Wow.
Oh,
DTs. No chance.
Wow.
No chance.
Bonte's disappointed. I can tell.
No chance. Come on, Eric. What? I slammed. First of all, I've never slammed a beer down. Because it's going to pie. It's getting. No. Oh, that's...
Wow, Steiny.
Liar!
Come you're on, in between
Eric,
jobs.
Please.
We understand, man.
Oh, my gosh. No chance.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That's unreal story.
You believe him?
DTs.
I don't know.
Now, who would call and then just tell a fib?
Let me tell you what probably happened.
Oh, wow. The text line. I'm calling from Jupiter.
I mean, I could definitely see me saying they either sign you to a contract or they don't, but I'm not slamming a beer down. Come on.
Or maybe he meant you drunk it. Slam it.
Wow.
Yeah, but he said I was annoyed. I wasn't annoyed.
I believe you.
I've left. You know what? That's
the text line's out of bounds here from 510. I'll never forget the time I saw a guru coming out of the porta potty. I don't think he really washed his hands.
You've never seen me in that. No. Yeah, I don't go in those.
Bad. Those are bad. Yeah. By the way, some quick news.
Give us some good news.
Yeah. D-Ford out 4 weeks, likely to miss the next 4 weeks, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Probably
stay
come
out
back.
For the season. There's only three games left.
Or regular season. It'd be a regular season, not the playoffs.
That tells me they'll be back.
Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Waived by the Arizona Cardinals. T-Sizzle. Wonder if the Niners will be intrigued with T-Sizzle.
Pedigree. Already done it. Older.
Also, Janoris Jenkins cut by the Giants. A lot of people ask.
What are you guys making that?
I don't know. I don't think
you use R words, Donnie.
You can't. I don't like that word.
But comedians use it. The streets use it as like a term of endearment.
I'm sorry.
Like when you're being funny or something. I'm not saying it's right. I don't do it. And they'll say, oh, you can't do that.
Let's go to Dre, our guy Dre in Lemoore. He's got some concerns about the Niners D-line. What's up, Dre? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys.
Slammed a beer down. No chance.
Oh, let it go.
You taking that harder than me, Scarfer, down to Pizza Pizza?
And the more he takes it hard, the more I believe it. He meant you're drunken. Yeah, wow. Man, Madoni chiming in.
People be calling to me for my weight, and these Babs is coming out here talking about I'm scarfing pizza down. Like, what?
What's wrong with your weight?
That's what I'm saying. What is wrong with my weight?
Thanks for being patient, Dre. Appreciate it.
Body built by Taco Bell.
Dre, you've met me. You know that's not the guy you just heard talk about me. That's not the Matt Steinmetz you know.
When I met you and Guru, you guys were more than gracious.
Oh, that's
we talked for a while. I wasn't going to ask you to take a picture. I don't want to pay you to do that. You offered to take one with me and my daughter. You guys were more than pleasant, and it was a pleasure to meet you, and I drink a beer with you guys any day of the week. Same with Bonta. I've met Bonta twice when he worked for the competition. He was in front of Oaklandish, and he went across the street to talk to the morning guys there. I had a long conversation with him one morning, and then I met him at a Niner game this year. All you guys are cool peeps. You know that. You don't need my reaffirmation, but for anybody out there listening, you're listening to the coolest peeps on radio if you meet them in person. They're all good peeps, great peeps, and they know what they're talking about on sports.
Let's talk D-line.
D-line. You know, I was really upset when Blair got hurt. He was playing so good. DJ Jones, they're falling like flies, but the line still seems to be playing good. And, you know, we do need to worry a little bit. You know, there's strength in numbers. The numbers are going down. But this team seems to step up. I know they're going to step up. Maybe the sack total might go down a little bit, but they're going to be in the quarterback space, pressures. And like you guys said about Bosa, if he's taking 2-3 guys up, the other guys are going to free up. I am a little concerned, but I'm not worried. I think the Niners are going to win out. Thank you guys for taking my call. And as I said earlier, you guys are cool peeps and everybody out there in Radio Land. I think they know that. If they don't, I'm telling you for sure.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate it.
From such you know what?
Stealing from Guru.
Now things are starting to come into focus. I think I know what happened.
I was just going to say, from the file.
As long as you're smiling, I'm in.
About Eric at the Easy Lounge.
Yeah.
530 has figured out this caper. Eric thought it was me. It was Rick Bucher. Guaranteed.
Wow, are you going to put it on Bucher?
Although he doesn't go to play like that very often.
Don't let it bust. I'm worried, Bonte. It's bothering him.
It is bothering him.
You had a bad night.
No, I didn't have a bad night. No bad nights. It's like Bill Belichick's no days off. I'm no bad nights. None at all. None at all. What do you think's more likely to happen? The Panthers beating the Seahawks or the Cowboys beating the Rams?
Both would help
the San Francisco 49ers, who will clinch a playoff spot with a win or Rams loss.
Carolina's done. I know they're at home, Bonte. They let Atlanta beat them the way that they did. I'm done with Carolina. Dallas has a prayer. but more than Carolina beating Seattle, which would be Seattle's second loss after they got their eye on the prize. And I'm, you know, I was fufuing Seattle for losing to the Rams. Were in the Super Bowl. Maybe Stella got her groove back. Maybe the Rams have got it back. Maybe too late. Kirk Cousins may slip up. My point is, Bonte, there's no shame in losing to the Rams, who the Niners play, get this, next Saturday night. That's going to be not an easy game. Rams got their stuff back.
Might be too late.
I don't even know how to follow that.
It might be too late. That's the thing about the Rams. That little mid-season slump.
Yeah. They're only one game back with the Rams. They're one game back.
Goff is playing well. Tyler Higbee, the tight end, is making
some plays. They fixed the O-line. They made that. Gurley's getting the ball.
They're like, just blow your tire.
Yeah, we're going to find out this engine is gone.
Right. It's time to ride you. Panthers, man. Panthers.
Come on, B. That's almost liquidate. Russell ain't losing twice.
Christian McCaffrey, can he do his thing against man? East Coast game, 10 a.m. Trap game for the Seahawks. Trap game.
I don't believe in those, Steiny.
Well, not at this time of year. Yeah. Now, I will say this. They have a tougher challenge just because they're on the road. I mean, that's a big part of this. That's why I think the 49ers will a big part of why they'll win the game is because they're at home. I cannot see the Falcons coming in and beating the 49ers. Just can't. It's the game's too important. Like
I give you that.
I do think there are trap games and teams overlook other teams. I just don't think this is the time and the place for it. But who knows? Who knows? All right. When we come back, talk to Ice Cube. Did we get a specific?
130.
Ice Cube.
So the kids call him Cube. The streets call him Cube.
Westside Connection. Yeah. Okay. Movie star, rap star, mogul.
Everything.
Big three, commissioner. I mean, what does he... I mean, Ice Cube's just printing money at this
Friday,
point.
Friday, my favorite movie. The first one.
We got Ian Williams, former 49er, at 12:30. Ice Cube at 1:30. And that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.